This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, Ian here,
Derek J.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online by visiting freetalklive.com, where you get to control the content of the site. So, like the show, where you can call in about anything you would like to discuss, our website allows you to post anything you want, and then other listeners will determine via their votes through a Reddit-based voting system what is the most interesting or what are interesting things. It's kind of a weird ranking system. I don't really know how it works, but you vote on things and they show up on our front page at freetalklive.com. So lots, of course, to talk about here tonight. In fact, Mark, you've got a story out of the government schools of America. Where's this one from?
From Somerville, South Carolina, right near Charleston.
All right.
NBC12.com. A Somerville high school student who says he was arrested and suspended after writing about killing a dinosaur using a gun in a class assignment has hired a lawyer. Attorney David Ayler, who is representing the 16-year-old Alex Stone, said his client's arrest over a creative writing assignment on Tuesday was completely absurd and is seeking an appeal to appeal the suspension and proceed with the legal issues of Stone's arrest. This is the perfect example of political correctness that has exceeded the boundaries of common sense, Ayler said in a statement released on Thursday. Students were asked to write about themselves and a creative Facebook status update just days into the new school year. My client was arrested and suspended after a school assignment. The Somerville Police Department, who arrested Stone on Tuesday on a charge of disorderly conduct, which, of course, is like the catch-all when it comes to charges. It's like, we didn't know nothing about making real charges, so we got this one we use all the time just in case. And is disputing Stone's account of the arrest. The information that is being reported is grossly incorrect in reference to what led to the juvenile being charged, said Captain John Rogers, the Somerville Police statement released on Thursday. The charges do not stem from anything involving a dinosaur or a writing assignment, but the student's conduct. Stone said that he and his classmates were told in class to write a few sentences about themselves and a status as if it was a Facebook page. Stone said in his status he wrote a fictional story that involved the words gun and take care of business. I killed my neighbor's pet dinosaur, and then in the next status I said it. I brought the gun to school to take care of business, Stone said. Stone says, Stone says his statements were taken completely out of context. I could understand.
Yeah, it sounds like ridiculous fiction here. I mean, obviously, no one has a dinosaur, so clearly this seems to be in the land of fiction. This doesn't sound like a violent fantasy at all towards destroying real human life.
Well, if he were writing this in a math class, that would be different. But this is a creative writing class. Yeah. This is the perfectly appropriate place to be writing a fictional story like this.
And fictional stories, the ones that I've seen that sort of make it to the big time, you know, movies, video games, these kind of fictional stories, lots of guns.
They have conflict. It's one of the real factors you need to have for a fictional story to be interesting is to have conflict. I remember learning about that in school. Like, you know, there's man versus man versus nature, man versus whatever, robot.
Dinosaur.
Dinosaurs, yeah. So there's all these different types of conflict that you can have, but you've got to have conflict to have a story.
Yeah, and conflict is very easily shown in visual mediums with physical conflict.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think... You know, I wonder whether you could do a 90-minute movie and just show sort of interpersonal conflict and have it be compelling. Because I think you'd really destroy Hollywood if you had to get rid of guns.
It's not even September yet, and the school police are already arresting students for victimless crimes. I mean, really, the school year hasn't even begun. What is this, week one? And they're already arresting kids for stories they're writing? You know, assignments? He probably got an A. I mean, it has no bearing on the grade that he got. And think about how this affects the other students in his classroom. I don't know if the police came into his classroom to arrest him or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
But think about what it tells the rest of the students in that creative writing class. I mean, they're going to be writing some pretty boring stories this year. They're not going to want to venture out and use their imaginations. They're just going to be afraid. Hey, is the next word I write going to signal the police to come in and arrest me?
Well, it's certainly true that Hollywood blockbuster films are usually involve violence, but there are plenty of films, Mark.
Art house films.
Yeah, art house films, chick flicks. Many of those don't have much violence. Maybe somebody gets decked in a chick flick or something like that, but you're not going to see anybody waving guns
around. But that is
around.
A cheap way of showing conflict, right? Yeah. Even the decking, right? Like,
yeah,
it's not,
sure.
You know, the verbal argument between, you know, the one guy that wants the girl versus
right.
the other guy that wants the
That's
girl
conflict.
Could take minutes to
right.
show, whereas the punch takes seconds. And it shows that this was an important conflict. It's
mm-hmm.
just, it's a visual, you know? I think it's a bad visual because it might show that, hey, you know, if you're in a dispute with another guy over a girl, maybe the best thing to do is hit the guy.
So just to be clear, this guy, 16, was charged with disorderly conduct for writing a fictional story.
No, he was charged with disorderly conduct for being upset about being suspended over a...
I'm sorry. I missed that detail.
That's the nuance to it.
Uh-huh.
But,
so they gave him a suspension over writing a fictional
yes.
story.
And you can't be upset about it,
and
or else you'll be charged with a crime.
Let me read it to you.
Known. Okay.
So investigators say the teacher contacted school officials after seeing the message containing the words gun and take care of business, and the police were notified on Tuesday. Somerville Police Department went through his book bag and locker and no gun was found. And according to the police, Stone was asked by school officials about the comment written in the assignment. He became very irate and said it was a joke. A Somerville Police Department report states that Stone continued to be disruptive and was placed in handcuffs. You see, being upset and expressing your upset at being treated
right.
like it's treating it in just an insane fashion. This is a crime.
I have the statutes here from the state of South Carolina. You said this is South Carolina, correct?
Yeah.
Public disorderly conduct, section 1A. The accused was found on any highway or public place in a grossly intoxicated condition or was conducting himself in a disorderly or boisterous manner. B, this is the one I think that they're going to apply here, that the accused did use obscene or profane language on any highway, public place, gathering, or in hearing distance of any church or schoolhouse.
Uh-huh.
So presumably the young man said something profane in his tirade or in his anger about being suspended, and that will likely be what they claim in this particular statute. But I wonder, you know, how many disorderly conduct charges of this, like this, actually go up to trial? How many of them end up in trial? Because it seems to me a pretty clear violation of your right to free speech if you can't say something obscene or profane within earshot of a church or schoolhouse or on any highway. So everybody who's ever been upset about somebody doing something stupid on the road in front of them and has said, you know, GD or F this or whatever.
Disorderly.
You're going to jail, apparently. This is a misdemeanor offense. I mean, come on. This seems like a clear violation of free speech. And what was it? There was a mom in a grocery store who was recently charged with disorderly for cursing in front of somebody's kid or something
yep.
like that.
Her kid.
Okay, whatever. Either way, you know, again, these just seem so ridiculous. I wonder if anybody's ever really been convicted in an actual criminal trial or if everybody just takes the plea deal or the charges get dropped.
The vast majority of people do take the plea deal or the charges get dropped. I mean, that's kind of what it is. Far fewer than 1% of cases in this country end up at trial.
Yeah.
And I think that I don't know what that says about the judicial system other than it sounds like it's completely broken.
Let's go to John. He's in northern Minnesota listening to WNMT. Hey, John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. That story about the boy getting arrested for at school,
yes,
that's a fantastic commercial for homeschooling.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, no government bureaucrat has threatened my child with arrest for whatever it is that he says about whatever's going on in our house.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm with you, John. Okay. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Is Social Security a mandatory thing for someone to get
the
number?
Oh, that's a good question. Totally unrelated, but we'll let you get back to that here in a moment. We'll answer you when we come back with John. Hang on, John. We'll put that on the plate here. You're welcome to stay or go. 855-450-FREE. Social Security, is it mandatory? We will reveal our stories here in moments, or at least I'll talk about mine. This is Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Say, do you think a 16-year-old, or anyone for that matter, should go to jail in South Carolina for, let's see, up to 30 days because they cursed in public? Because they cursed within earshot of a church or schoolhouse? Because that's what's actually happened, apparently. There is a young man who's been charged. He hasn't gone to jail yet, but he's been charged with disorderly conduct for being upset about being suspended for writing a fictional story for his creative writing class.
And having his bag and locker searched.
Oh, lovely. Well, we're going to continue that story. You can also share with us your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you are enjoying Free Talk Live, there are a lot of great features on the site that you can interact with. You can support the show in various different ways, like through the AMP program. Become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. And you can also get a free pound of coffee from BuzzBox. Shade grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. Mark is, I don't know if you got coffee in your container tonight, but you've
I just finished it.
Okay, yes. You've been pounding through the BuzzBox here. You are a
Love
huge
it.
Fan of the BuzzBox. And,
great.
You know, BuzzBox has great coffee, but they also do some pretty great stuff in the world, like teaming up with World Vision to finance microloans. Every 10 Free Talk Live listeners that signs up for their auto-ship program at coffee.freetalklive.com, every 10 listeners equals one new microloan being issued to some folks around the world who need some help with making a better life for themselves. Plus, BuzzBox has also set up a program that allows people around the world to buy into their coffee co-op, so you can get started with your free pound. You just have to pay the shipping cost to get it to you. And, of course, you can cancel your subscription at any time. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. That's coffee.freetalklive.com. Now, we can continue with the disorderly conduct story with this teenager, but our last caller, who had correctly pointed out that this is a great reason to keep your kids away from government schools. Look, if you've got kids and they're in the government schools, really, really, you should do everything you can to get them out. Do whatever it takes, I think, to get them out of those government schools, whether it's putting them in a private school, homeschooling, unschooling, getting together with groups of people to facilitate more homeschooling and unschooling. I think these are the ways to get your kids out of the clutches of these government bureaucrats who seem really intent on giving them criminal records in a lot of cases before they've even left the high school.
I don't think they're intent on that. They're trying to protect themselves. They're saying, you know, if this kid brought in a gun and then shot up the school and they had some prior knowledge that he wrote some creative essay saying, oh, he was going to shoot a dinosaur with a gun, and they didn't investigate it, well, then they're afraid that they would be on the chopping block.
And I think that it's the rare instance that something like this happens. The average person who sends their kid to public school is unlikely to deal with something like this.
Now, is that true? I mean, there were thousands of people in Texas, thousands of students in just Texas alone who had received Class C misdemeanor charges, or maybe it was Class D, but either way, some low-class misdemeanor charge for doing things that we all did in school and that were just sort of part and parcel of growing up. They've now turned into criminal charges. So I don't know, Mark, if the average person will or will not have an encounter like this.
You know, I don't know what the average person means, but I do know that it was heavily weighted in those circumstances against people who are ethnically disadvantaged. You know what I mean? So that's
is that
unfortunate.
True? I don't recall that detail.
That detail was what I recall in the Mississippi story.
Okay.
Mm. Also,
Mississippi, I recall that one, but not Texas.
Okay. I don't remember, you know, I can't remember. I wouldn't doubt it for a second.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, what the most important and salient point here is that you can't create creativity and zeal, excitement. You can't create intelligence. You can't really create any of these things. But you can destroy all of those things. And the public school system seems, from what I can tell, to be set up to do precisely that. That it makes kids far less excited about learning. It pigeonholes them into learning a specific way and then cripples them in learning a different way throughout their life, because you don't stop learning in school. Once you get out of school, you continue to learn. And the people that have learned how to learn far better than people who never did learn how to learn, because, you know, if I want to learn how to do X, I'm going to have to go sit in a classroom and have mm-hmm. somebody tell me how to do it. This right. is a terrible way to learn how to. It's an expensive, inefficient way to learn how to learn things. I don't want my son to learn that. And so I don't put him in the public school system. I also know that kids are excited about whatever they're excited about at any given time, right? Like, they get on little Jags right now for whatever reason. Jack's excited about the game Risk, Well, here's a real opportunity. He wants to play with the little plastic pieces, right? Here's a real opportunity. We can do geography and math and sort of creativity all in talking. Because he doesn't want to play regular Risk. That's boring. He wants to play the version of Risk that he comes up with on the fly. And, you know, as Daddy and Mommy kind of work with him on it, then we can talk about, oh, well, you want to take Madagascar? Well, we have to learn something about Madagascar before we take Madagascar. And, you know, if you know one thing about a given region, you know a lot about it.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Right. It's pretty awesome. And then how many troops? And how many troops are over there?
You're probably learning a lot, too.
Every time with with the things that he's learning, I'm learning something, too. But, you know, so this is the way that you use excitement to learn something. But you can't do that with 25 kids who are running around and feel like a bunch of different stuff's going on and those kind of things. You might be able to do it with two or three or four or five. But I don't think you can do it with any more than that. And that's why I'm against this whole institutional setup of education that we have. I'm not just against public schools, although I think public schools show the least amount of accountability for their actions, as evidenced by the fact that the cops came in, threw this kid's locker, threw his bag, and then arrested him for complaining about it. Yeah, I think they're the least accountable. But I went to private school. I went to private school far more than I went to public school. I went to public school for 3 years. I went to sort of a 50-50 school where I paid and went.
Were you ever homeschooled?
I was never homeschooled. But I went to public school for the first 8 years. It was no different, really. It was just better at doing school than the public school was. More attention.
So, yeah, I would. If I had kids, I would make sure they didn't go to the government schools. The last guy we had on the phone also asked about Social Security, and I wanted to make sure we didn't dodge that or forget about it. So we weren't really clear on what the question was. Derek, you thought it was something different
I thought the question was, do you have to get a Social Security number? Because some people I know don't have one and have never had one.
Okay. I think I know some of those people, as a matter of fact.
And that's kind of, that has some benefits. Like one of these
people.
What is
the benefit of not having a Social Security number?
Well, I'll tell you, one of these people was detained in New York City for being a youngster who didn't have ID on him to prove that he was allowed to be out at school time. And the cop was not able to charge him with any crime or incarcerate him because he's not part of their system.
I love it.
I'm surprised they didn't have a Social Security number.
They hold him forever like they did our friend Sam Dotson, who refused to identify himself.
They couldn't. They didn't even know what paperwork to do.
Your mileage may vary.
Yeah, it can also be difficult, too, because like getting a job can be a little bit tricky.
That's right.
Get a bank account.
Yeah, there's that, too. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. But I see no obligation. Our caller was asking about obligation for Social Security, and I see no obligation to pay into it. I know I haven't done it for over a decade. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This Free Talk Live. Take control toll free. Whether you want to talk about Social Security, government school, or whatever happens to be on your mind, you may do so. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Derek J is here courtesy of his website, derekj.me. And it is such a great resource, Derek. I was there yesterday because I needed to get on your live channel, and I couldn't remember what the URL was for. And you don't have to.
Right.
You've got all your stuff handy right there on the left-hand side of the page at derekj.me. And there's a lot to catalog. I mean, this is yet another busy media. The last 2 days are busy media days for you. You've got Peace News Now, which is a Sunday and Tuesday show on LRN.FM. So you did that yesterday. You also co-host the Freedom Fiends every now and then.
Did an episode of Black Sheep Rising, a local show here.
Oh, you did that yesterday too?
Yeah.
Wow. And then today, you're on with us. You actually filled in for the Angel Clark show on LRN.FM. I think those are the only two you're doing today.
That's right, yeah.
You do like five or six or seven, I don't even know how many shows every single week. It's incredible. And you have been, you put something out there recently that you are a full-time activist, that this is the direction your life has gone, and you'd like to keep it that way.
Yeah,
right?
It's so cool. So, like, this is what I dreamed up. I dreamed this years ago, like, hey,
really?
What if I could be full-time doing activism all the time and get paid for it? And then I used my imagination to make that reality, and here I am. And I'm still working on it. Like, I would like to make a better
income.
You'd
like to be a full-time activist that makes more.
Well, yeah, I'd like to make a better income. But
sure.
Right now, you know, people send me donations through Bitcoin, and that's one of the easiest ways for for people to donate, because I can just put a QR code right up on the screen when I'm presenting, and then boom, if people like what they see, they send me some Bitcoin, and there you go.
For people that aren't watching you live or who are listening to you on the radio, what's the best way for them to go and find some sort of way to contribute on your website?
It's just as easy. You go to derekj.me, and there's a link that says sponsor. So it's derekj.me/sponsor.
Bitcoin accepted. What else?
That's it.
Bitcoin only?
Well, Bitcoin and Litecoin and Feathercoin and Darkcoin, all kinds of cryptocurrencies. But since 2012, I've sworn off the king's cash. I don't take it. I don't take American dollars. They're blood dollars. They're war dollars to me. I don't want to support that. You know, you'll hear an ad on Free Talk Live sometimes where I'm talking about how if you do away with the American currency, you're no longer supporting the American empire.
Mm-hmm.
You opt for something else, well, then you're taking your power away from that currency.
I think that's incredibly...
And you're certainly not in the process supporting some other empire either.
Right.
It's just withdrawing your consent from this concept that, this monopolistic top-down concept that people should control other people with threats of violence.
I love it. I think that we haven't really even talked about you doing that here on Free Talk Live in any meaningful fashion. I think that's a really inspiring thing for people. I mean, to see, because, we've seen
another world is possible.
So, right, just to bring our listeners up to speed, Bitcoin is this decentralized currency. It's not issued by any bank or any government, and, allows you to send money anywhere in the world, and basically an instant for close to zero cost. I mean, just a few cents above zero per transaction. And it's just an amazing technology. It's been absorbed by Dell Computer. Wikipedia is now taking Bitcoin. So lots of big companies and even small companies are now taking Bitcoin. But the fact that you have adjusted your life to where this is what you use, Bitcoin is how you live.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's unsung to some extent. I mean, I've seen news articles written by Bitcoin magazine. Their author goes for a week on Bitcoin.
I use Bitcoin for a week,
right? Or I don't know. Was it? There's been maybe somebody's done it for a month, but I've seen these stories out there, and they're cool. Those I think are inspirational to people. But here you are. You've now, 2 years, you said, since 2012? At some point in 2012, or close to 2 years?
Since fall of 2012, so we're coming on to 2 years now. It's November that I started.
That you've spent all Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Like on everything.
For groceries, for travel,
clothes,
for everything.
How do you spend Bitcoin for groceries?
Uh-huh. I buy my groceries at Target. Before that, I bought my groceries at Whole Foods. And you can do that through a third-party app called Gift, G-Y-F-T.
Mm-hmm.
You can use that app on your smartphone to buy gift cards using Bitcoin. And so when I'm shopping at these stores that accept Bitcoin through a third-party app like Gift,
mm-hmm.
I just go do my regular shopping, and then I total it up in my head when I'm at the end, or I make a guesstimate, buy a gift card in that amount while I'm standing in line at the register, and then I pay for my goods. The register person doesn't even know I paid in Bitcoin.
Right.
I think it's amazing. That level of dedication to this, the fact that you've been able to do it for so long, so consistently, I think is something that is really, it's unheard of. And I wonder how many other people in the world, there must be somebody else, others who are doing this
mm-hmm.
at that level. But I haven't heard anything about them. And I would like to know, how widespread this is. How many people in the whole world have taken Bitcoin to that level that you've taken it? I mean, I'm inspired. I'm a little jealous. I wish I could do that. I feel like, that would be more complicated for me because obviously, we accept money for advertising on mm-hmm. Free Talk Live.
But we do get, in some months, it's as much as half of our revenue in Bitcoin.
No, there's a good chunk of our advertisers that want to and do pay us in Bitcoin, and we happily accept it. But obviously, we wouldn't want to go to our existing advertisers who are paying in cash and say, "Well, now you got to pay in Bitcoin."
Yeah,
that's probably not going to work out. So, part of my job is to handle cash. But I wish I could do what you're doing. I think it's incredible. And the fact that you've made it work is proof of concept, and that you've made it work for more than a week is proof of concept that this is valid, that this is doable, and that you can live. I mean, you seem to be living fairly comfortably.
I live well. And in the meantime, there are only more businesses that accept Bitcoin
than
the 2 years ago that I started. So it's only gotten easier.
It just gets there's every month more businesses accept Bitcoin.
Yeah.
More people can do this.
I just bought a hotel room in Las Vegas. I'm going mm-hmm. out to an event next month, and For Free Talk Live, and I paid in Bitcoin.
With what service?
It was cheapair.com.
Mm-hmm. Is that the Expedia or is that a competitor?
I think it works with Expedia in some way, because I mean, I've seen the name Expedia show up on their website, but I think it's branded, I don't know.
So they directly accept Bitcoin on
Cheapair. They accept Bitcoin, yes.
Yeah, and not just for flights, but also for hotels and rental cars, too.
Right. So did you pay for just the hotel? I did. I just didn't like the airfare that I got offered through the service.
So Southwest not yet taking Bitcoin.
Southwest is not. Right. And, where Southwest goes, they tend to have the lowest rates.
Yeah.
I just don't want to pay $100 extra to pay in Bitcoin.
So, yeah, it will be interesting to see who the first airline is that starts accepting Bitcoin. I wonder about that. So it's really been fun to watch these different businesses come on with Bitcoin. And Derek, so what are some of the key companies you use? Obviously, you said Target is where you do your grocery shopping, clothing, things like that.
Target is a big one because they've got almost anything that I would want. And Walmart,
they don't have any produce.
Well, they have a limited selection of produce, actually.
They do?
Target.
Yeah, they do. And Whole Foods was another one because it was a grocery store in my Philadelphia area that I could use. I switched over from Trader Joe's, another grocery store, because I was sad that they didn't accept Bitcoin. I was asking them each week, hey, are you going to accept Bitcoin? Are you going to? And they were like, yeah, we're talking about it. We're thinking about it. But they didn't.
This is too long.
Yeah, this is what I do now is whenever I'm making a purchase with, cash, I don't mind doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go ahead and make your purchase. If I have got to do business with your company, I've decided already that I'm willing to spend U.S. dollars, but I ask every single time.
Do
you guys accept Bitcoin? And if they don't know what it is, it's an opportunity to educate them.
Yep.
If they do know what it is, it's an opportunity to put a small amount of pressure on the business, because in a lot of cases you're talking about bigger businesses.
Right.
So
I've been doing this to a lesser extent. I'm not consistent, but more recently I've been doing it. Like, I've been trying to buy a satellite receiver for radio stations. I buy these receivers and send them to the stations that need them to get us on the air. And I've been trying to find a vendor in the radio business that will accept Bitcoin.
Now, I don't pressure them in this way. Like, I will buy a satellite receiver today. The first vendor that takes Bitcoin will get my business. I'm not doing that.
I didn't say that.
Well, I mean, it's to some extent, if you're holding off on buying...
Didn't say that either.
Okay.
I just said I was approaching businesses and asking them if they accept Bitcoin, because I was looking to buy something. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's Bitcoin or government schools, you can tell us whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. Get your thoughts out there. And you can also join us on Skype, by the way. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. There's more coming up.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home. My thoughts exactly. Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits? Not possible. Great minds think alike. Until I tried No-No Pro. Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No? Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line. We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No? Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it. No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits? No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No. Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Since we're talking about school-related stuff, or we have been off and on throughout this hour with the 16-year-old who is being charged with disorderly conduct because he kind of was upset after they suspended him over a story that he wrote at school, a fictional story. We can continue that. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. Also, I've got a story about a teacher who is facing rape charges for sexual relations with her students. We'll talk about that, and you can share your thoughts with us. Is that actually rape? Would love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, we've got Skype. Skype on into the show. Our username there is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request real fast, and we will approve it. It'll then be very easy for you to reach out to us on Skype from that point forward. And those phone lines, by the way, are brought to you by ProXVN. It's a global virtual private network. They encrypt your online data, meaning that before your info reaches the internet service provider that you use, it's encrypted, so the ISP can no longer know where you're going and what you're doing online. Right now, if you're not using ProXVN, your ISP is probably logging everything you do for as long as, in some cases, 5 years. So you can stop that from happening. Just go to download their software. It's free at proxpn.com/FTL. Software is available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. Linux setup's a little different. You don't even need to download software to make Linux work. It's pretty neat. Just contact their support department to get the instructions for Linux. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go there and get started. When you're ready to upgrade to premium level account to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can connect to, and the ability to privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites, then you can use our discount code, which is FTL50, and that gets you 50% off the price of an annual account for the lifetime of the account, which is a great deal. It breaks the price down to about $5 a month. But maybe that's not cheap enough for you. Maybe you want to save even more. Use Bitcoin, and then you'll save 62% off the price of the annual account with code FTLBTC, like Bitcoin. FTL, like Free Talk Live, BTC, like Bitcoin. So again, go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started there, and it's totally free to get started. Risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and they don't keep records of your online habits at all. That's proxpn.com/FTL. Two codes you need to use. One for credit cards, that's FTL50, and then another for Bitcoin, which is FTLBTC. Let's go to Jeff. He's in Minnesota. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
What's on your mind tonight, Jeff?
Well,
I guess you guys are talking about this alternative currency stuff, Bitcoin or whatever it's called, and I'm just kind of curious, like, maybe I missed the first part of the conversation, but what's the point of it? I don't get it. Like,
why would you want to use an alternative currency instead of using the U.S. dollar?
Right.
Well,
I don't necessarily agree with everything that our government does, but I mean, what good is this going to do? So,
Bitcoin allows a certain level of anonymity. So, if, for instance, you don't want you don't want anybody just to be able to know what your business is and what you're doing, it's useful in that way. You don't own the money that you have in the bank. The bank owns the money. You've lent it to them. This is evidenced by the fact that the government seizes bank accounts and freezes bank accounts all the time. With Bitcoin, you own the Bitcoins that you own, and no one can take them from you. The banking system tends to favor, crooks. For instance, if somebody wants to buy something from your business and then decides, you know what, I'm just going to tell them I didn't receive it, and then disputes the credit card charge or whatever it is that they do, then you get a charge back. Bitcoins, that's not possible. And so business owners tend to like them because it puts them in charge of chargebacks rather than some bank in charge of chargebacks.
Don't forget that business owners also benefit, and anybody benefits, because when you receive money with Bitcoin, you're not paying fees to credit card companies either. So, you know, your business owners out there are spending 3-5% per transaction if a customer comes in with a credit card. That's why a lot of businesses, you'll see, you know, $5 minimum transactions, which, by the way, are usually violations of credit card terms of service. But
who cares, right?
Nonetheless, that's the reason why, because the credit card's taking, you know, 30 cents per transaction plus 3% or plus 5% or something ridiculous like that. With Bitcoin, it's literally cents. I mean, 6 cents maybe per transaction.
Sometimes you save money by using Bitcoin. I, for example,
as a customer?
I get 3% back every time I use Bitcoin because they're not paying those credit card fees.
And I'm a peace activist. I don't like what the United States government does around the world. I don't like the power that they have over other people in other countries. And I don't like the expansive model of its military. This can be held in place by a commodity currency. Consider for a second that World War II was fought on the backs of war bonds. People voluntarily bought war bonds because they believed in the cause of World War II. When George Bush was asked, what can the American people do to support this war on terror? This is, 2003 or whatever. He said, go shopping. And that is evidence of the fact that there's a big change. This change occurred in like 1970 under Richard Nixon. Look up the Bretton Woods Accord. But, there was a big change in the U.S. dollar. It's backed by nothing now. So a commodity-based currency holds in check the proclivities of the state to enact war.
Mm-hmm. That's a big answer, Jeff. What are your thoughts?
I guess my question, I stick all my money in Bitcoins or whatever.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Well, I'm just saying.
You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket.
If I stop paying my taxes for 5 years and they come knocking on my door and they want to know where all my money is, it's all tied up in that. They can't take it. I mean, I'm sure they're going to find a way to get it out of there, too.
How would they get it out of there?
I don't know. I'm just asking. I mean, wouldn't that be considered an asset?
They could waterboard you.
They could smack you in the knee with a wrench over and over again, and you tell them some kind of password or something.
Sure. I mean, so it's essentially a legal way to launder money then, or to get rid of it, just to put it in an offshore account, essentially.
Well, that's not what I would... I wouldn't call it laundering money. I don't even know what that means. That sounds like a legal term, and I don't know what the definition of that is.
It suggests that government money is somehow clean, and I would suggest just the opposite. I would suggest that U.S. dollars drip in blood, the blood of innocent people that are killed every single week by drones all across this country. So, no. Do I consider it laundering? I do not.
Okay, yeah, Bitcoin. So, I mean, I don't think Dell Computer is laundering money with Bitcoin. I mean, there's companies as large as Dell Computers and Wikipedia that are accepting Bitcoin in payments. I mean, you can go buy a brand new laptop or server or desktop right now on Dell's website, just like you could on any other site, except Dell is accepting Bitcoin, unlike the other computer manufacturers out there. So, no, I mean, they're not laundering money, are they?
Oh, okay, so, I mean, you're getting paid, obviously, for something that you do, correct?
Sure, we sell advertising on Free Talk Live.
Right, okay, so now, I mean, just like me, if I, let's say I wanted to put my money into this and this is how I'm going to live my life, this is what I'm going to do, I mean, I'm still going to receive a paycheck from the company that I work for that's going to be an American currency. So essentially you're still supporting the American currency, are you not?
Well, Derek Jay is the one person in this conversation who has actually successfully removed all transactions from the dollar and is using Bitcoin. But the average person can't do that, at least not right away. Like you're saying, you're going to get paychecks probably not being paid in Bitcoin. Although it wouldn't hurt to ask the company, hey, can you pay me in Bitcoin if that's something that you want to have happen. But one thing that you can do with Bitcoin is there's exchanges out there. So our Tuesday night host, Johnny Ray, he has made a habit, at least the last I talked to him, he was doing this. He's made a habit of putting 10% of every one of his paychecks into Bitcoin. And that's a real, like, that's a sensible investment strategy. I mean, as far as, like, protecting your money in alternative currencies, to set aside a certain amount every single month. And, for instance, you could go to expresscoin.com and use wire transfer, check, money order, or even a cash deposit to easily turn that cash, that US, those US dollars, into Bitcoin whenever you want to. So it's always there for you as an option.
And I'd point out that there is an amount of travel from Stateville to Freedomtown, and that using bitcoins is walking out of the front door, walking out of the city gates of Stateville, and walking towards Freedomtown. Now, every time you're able to use it, every transaction, every company that uses Bitcoin, because most of them just turn them into dollars when you buy them. Currently,
Overstock.com is keeping 10% of their Bitcoin that they're being paid.
That's correct. So there's another step along the road from Stateville to Freedomtown.
Is to keep some of it rather than change it all out?
Right. It's for people to continue using. And when people switch over, you know, you're closer to Freedomtown yet.
Jeff, if you've got more questions, we are you're welcome to hang on. We can come back to you here. More on
but
the way.
Sitting on your couch and saying that it doesn't do anything is sitting in, is staying in state.
There's more on the way here. You can also, again, go to expresscoin.com to get your cryptocurrencies, not just Bitcoins, but Dogecoin and several others, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, now available in Canada as well. So check out expresscoin.com. It's so easy. We'll come back with hour two coming up.
Hi, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends radio show. The internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FeenPhone.com.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.